Courage means going into the unknown in spite of all the fears. Courage does not mean fearlessness. Fearlessness happens if you go on being courageous and more courageous. That is the ultimate experience of courage. Fearlessness. That is the fragrance when the courage has become absolute. But in the beginning, there is not much difference between the coward and the courageous. The only difference is the coward listens to his fears and follows them, and the courageous puts them aside and goes ahead. The courageous goes into the unknown in spite of all the fears. He knows the fears. The fears are there. When you go into the uncharted sea, like Columbus, there is fear. Immense fear. Because one never knows what is going to happen. And you are leaving the safety shore. You were perfectly okay anyway. Just only one thing was missing, adventure. Going into the unknown gives you a thrill. The heart starts pulsating again. Again you are alive. Fully alive. Every fiber of your being is alive. Because you have accepted the challenge of the unknown. To accept the challenge of the unknown is courage. In spite of all fears. The fears are there. But if you go on accepting the challenge again and again, slowly those fears disappear. Because the experience of the joy that the unknown brings, the great ecstasy that starts happening with the unknown, makes you strong enough, gives you a certain integrity, makes your intelligence sharp. For the first time, you start feeling that life is not just a boredom, but an adventure. Then slowly fears disappear. Then you are always searching and seeking for some adventure. But basically, courage is risking the known for the unknown, the familiar for the unfamiliar, the comfortable for the uncomfortable, arduous pilgrimage for some unknown destination. One never knows whether one will be able to make it or not. It is gambling. But only the gamblers know what life is.